You're listening to the sounds of Mars, as recorded by Perseverance, the Mars rover. Perseverance is performing 250 million miles away, in temperatures as low as minus 153 degrees Celsius, operating smoothly, with Castrol's liquid engineering in its veins and mechanisms. Castrol is proud to have been chosen by NASA, having worked in space for over 60 years. And everything we do in space goes into everything we do here on Earth. In this podcast series, we wanted to explore how advanced some places are on our own planet, places with machines that need similar Castrol products to those needed on Mars. We meet people and their machines who perform under some of our planet's most extreme conditions on land, sea, and air. People who undertake some of the most challenging missions as part of their job, every day.
جی السلام علیکم میرا نام محمد صادق ہے میں پاکستان کنٹری سے اور ادھر سعودی میں
السلام علیکم مائی نیم از محمد صادق اینڈ آئی ایم فرام پاکستان آئی اسٹارٹڈ ورکنگ ان سعودی ان 1979 اینڈ آئی بین ورکنگ ان دبئی سنس 2005 آئی ڈرائیو لانگ روٹس ود ان سعودی اینڈ ٹو مسکٹ یمن قطار بحرین Kuwait and Dubai.
Dubai se Abu Dhabi
gaya. From Dubai to Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi to Saudi, Saudi to Jordan and Syria. I would unload there and then I would drive back from Syria to Jordan, Saudi, Abu Dhabi and then Dubai. It's almost 5,000 to 5,500 kilometers in each direction. The truck is my own. I bought it with my own money. My life is dependent on it. I don't have any other salary. Only taking trips on this vehicle pays me. I can only go on trips if the vehicle is in proper condition. If it is not in good condition, then I can't take a trip and will not get paid. I have to take care of all its repairs, service, parts, tires, etc. It can work for even 100 years, as long as you drive properly and keep it maintained. The vehicle communicates any problems to the driver. A person might say that a vehicle can't talk, but it does speak to the driver. How do we hear it? It speaks through the steering wheel and the accelerator. If the vehicle encounters a problem while it's on the move, it will communicate it. Only the driver hears it, not the other people. Currently, the roads in Yemen are dangerous. The roads are at an altitude that your vehicle goes above the clouds. The vehicle goes around and upward, and you can see the clouds floating below. It's a single lane and winding road. Once I was driving and at one spot where there was water, my truck got stuck. I was alone. What could I do? I didn't have a telephone and there was no other vehicle around. I couldn't even tell which way I was supposed to go to reach the main road. I couldn't tell because it was a desert. I couldn't understand it. So I just made a guess and decided that the asphalt road was on this way. So I left my truck and walked on foot. For how long did I walk? I don't know, 40 kilometers? I walked 40 kilometers to Ramal. I started walking at 11 a.m. and reached the main road at 8 p.m. My camp, where we were staying, was 25 to 30 kilometers ahead of that. I felt like I had lost all my energy. It was that hard.
तो फिर कैंप उधर जिधर रहता था उधर आ गया। ये हमारा जो फैमिली है पीछे या
I have a family back home.
इधर नहीं मिला।
I didn't bring them here.
शुरू में ख्वाहिश होता है कि मेरा
In the beginning, a man worries for his family and his little child. Then he has to make sure his kid grows up, goes to school, and then for further education. That is all a man thinks about as he drives. When the kid is all grown up, he has to get him married and build a house for him or her. You create this whole movie in your head, and then you don't feel lonely. You don't even realize that you're alone without family.
पहले letter था।
I used to write letters and post them.
फिर वो post किया वो गया। फिर letter में दो किस्में होता था।
There were two kinds of letters: a standard class letter that reached late, and a registry letter that reached quickly.
पहले थे। उसके बाद।
After that. We got tape recorders and cassettes. I would record a message and parcel it. And they would record and send it back. Then we got phones. The type of phones with one pole in the whole village. Then we got mobiles. Then we got the internet. Through the internet, we can see everything. Everything is in front of us. Back then, I used to get so happy when I received a letter. I would say, "Oh, let's see what's inside the letter." What? It was written 2 months ago. All the credit goes to my wife. My children's education, sending them to school, feeding them on time, their clothes, uniform, cleaning, this, etc., were all taken care of by my wife. It is a big task. My wife works a lot at home. The eldest child has been asking my friends to send their papa back home. Now that child is a bit mad at me. I know that's how he feels. He can't say it out loud. But I know he is mad because he is wondering why Papa doesn't come home. I should go back now and stay in my country for some time. It has been a long time. I'm thinking about it. The children are all grown up and independent. My duty has ended now.
You're listening to the Castrol on Mars podcast series. Everything we do in space goes into everything we do here on Earth. Castrol is proud to support truck drivers and mechanics across the world. Find out more at castrol.com/onmars.